Welcome back to Dublin Airport Now. Thousands are returning home for Christmas today. Our reporter Andrew Loud is at Terminal 2 for the tears, the hugs, and of course all those Christmas reunions. He joins us now. Andrew, it's always lovely to be out at the airport at this time. If you're lots and lots of emotion there this morning, I assume.
Good morning, Keane. Yes, there absolutely has been. As you said, hugs, kisses, tears, a bit of shouting, a bit of screaming. It's all happening here in Terminal 2. And you've actually come to me at a really good point, Keane, because flights from Abu Dhabi and Dubai have landed in the last half an hour or so. So those passengers are starting to filter out through the arrivals here at Terminal 2 in Dublin Airport. Our colleagues in RT Today FM, or 2FM, providing a running commentary of flights as they land. Heard the flight radar app mentioned a couple of times, and from around 4 o'clock this morning we had flights coming in from the US, the likes of Boston, New York, Chicago and Washington, as well as one from Toronto. And among those that were waiting here at Dublin Airport were Ruth and Michael Gaffney. They were waiting for their son Owen, and they've been on the road from County Cork since 1 o'clock this morning.
It's gorgeous. I'm laughing here because there's no plans. It's all about food. You know, a typical Irish sun. So it's Jaffa cakes, Weetabix, milk, and what was it? Oh yeah, Belvita bars in that order. So that's what he's looking forward to, is Weetabix and milk. So he's flying in from New York and he hasn't been home in 2 years. So.
Oh, it's his first time home in 2 years?
Yeah. He's been working in New York and, you know, trying to make sure that he was doing everything correctly and... Yeah. You know, there's been a lot going on, so yeah, he has his visa now, so he's able to come home, so we're really looking forward to seeing him.
It's great to be able to come up and basically be here for him. Like, it was a very big, I suppose, impact on us not having him last Christmas, so this Christmas now is very special. Like, I know that he's able to travel and get time off work, so he's going to stay with us for a few weeks. And yeah, he'd studied in the States and he was on a kind of an extended student visa which allowed him to work there, but now he's got the H1B which is more substantial, so he's able to come over then more regularly, I guess, on that type of visa. For him, he's going to be visiting friends and do a bit of rowing and meet up with a lot of relatives. Like, so I think over the immediate Christmas, his uncle, my brother, is coming over as well. So we have a lot of kind of family occasions planned, you know, meals and probably go out and visit some other relatives then, which would be a nice catch up, basically.
And as you can hear, Owen is delighted to be home.
That's the only thing I've been thinking about for the last 3 months. You know, it gets to a point where you've been away from Ireland for so long, been away from family, that it really gets to you. So no, it's special. That last few weeks, just trying to make sure all the documents were in check, getting emails from my company telling me I have to have X, Y and Z prepared, that I'm taking risks and so on.
And now that it's done and dusted and you're back home, is that kind of a weight off the shoulders in its own right?
It's not really. I still have to do a visa interview in the Dublin Embassy in 2 weeks' time.
And your man was saying that one of the things you're looking forward to the most is your Weetabix and milk. Is there anything else that you're looking forward to?
I'll go for a chicken roll. For sure, they don't have that over there.
You can't.
And if they do, it's pretty bad chicken.
You can't beat the old chicken roll. That's lovely. Owen Gaffney home for Christmas. Andrew Loud, we'll let you go now and talk to more people. Actually, you have someone else there, Andrew.
That's right, Keane. So there are more flights coming in throughout the day, and I am joined now by Head of Media Relations for DAA, Dublin Airport Operator, Graham McQueen. And Graham, 1.8 million passengers expected through the airport throughout the Christmas period. That's up quite significantly on last year. How has that been attained, especially with the passenger cap of 32 million passengers that has always been a talking point for the airport?
Yeah, so numbers flying this Christmas will be up around 22% on last year. The reason for that is last year the passenger cap was in play. There was a cap on the number of slots that airlines could utilise, so they weren't able to add the charter flights that they normally would at Christmas, the extra flights. This year we've got them. That's why passenger numbers are much higher. And it just shows you, if we are going to grow as an airport, we need to get rid of that passenger cap long term. There's still a lot of uncertainty around that, and we do need action on that in the next 12 months.
It's always a positive period for the airport around Christmas time. Describe some of the magic that you've seen across the weekend.
Yeah, it's just brilliant. You see it here this morning, people coming home who haven't seen each other in many years, grandkids meeting grandparents for the first time. We had a marriage proposal here in Terminal 2 last week. So mad things happen in these terminals at this time of year, but it's magic. We're here for it. We love it. It's going to continue right up to Christmas Eve as well. 105,000 going through today. Around half of those arrivals home. Same again tomorrow and then busy again on Christmas Eve. So there's no let up at Dublin Airport.
And of course, you mentioned Christmas Eve. When do flights stop then on Christmas Eve? And more importantly, is the airport on standby for the visit of a special someone for the children this year?
Yeah, we're on red alert for Santa again this year. We'll stay busy right up until the late hours of Christmas Eve. The last flight will come in from Tenerife about 11:15, an Aer Lingus flight. Then the airways are free for Santa and his reindeers to come in as they please. The air traffic control team will remain on site. So if Santa and the reindeers want to come in, we're here to welcome them at Dublin Airport.
Graham McQueen of DAA, thank you for joining us this morning from a busy Terminal 2. I'll be back again in the second hour of the programme. But until then, Keane, it's back to you in studio.
Well, that's great news that they're on red alert for Santa. Andrew Louth, we'll let you go now and talk to more people at the airport and we'll catch up again with you later. It's now 7:15. Well, staying with transport, we're going back to Dublin Airport now. Andrew Louth is at Terminal 2. Andrew, we heard earlier from Owen Gaffney. He was telling you he's looking forward to getting a chicken roll or something like that after arriving home from New York. You've stayed there in Terminal 2 observing the hugs, the tears. You've been soaking in the atmosphere as families and friends reunite for Christmas. What's it been like there since we talked earlier?
Well, Keen, as you join me, we just had the end of a rendition of the Pogues' Fairy Tale of New York as multiple people make their way through the exit doors at arrivals in Terminal 2. Just another tranche of flights from the US that have just landed here at Dublin Airport. 100,000 travelling through the airport today, and they've been coming home having built new lives in the likes of Abu Dhabi, New Zealand, Canada, Australia, and the US. And I've been speaking to families waiting for their loved ones, and I'm starting with Tom and Maureen Condon from Terranure in Dublin, who were waiting for their daughter Amy to come home from Abu Dhabi.
Waiting on our daughter Amy. She's coming in from Abu Dhabi. She's been over there 4 years now. She has been home in the summer, but normally she doesn't get home for Christmas, so this is a real bonus. She's home for 6 days, so we're looking forward to seeing her.
Oh, it means everything, to be honest. You know, what Christmas is all about, family, isn't it, at the end of the day? So it means everything to us, for us all to be there together.
Not missing one, you know, so there's plenty of families out there missing one. It's not the same.
So it's Amy Condon, and I am from Dublin, living out in Abu Dhabi. Been home during the summer, but this is my first time home for Christmas now in a very long time, yeah, so it's good. It's great to be back. Just mainly catch up with family and friends, you know, like, obviously Christmas, like, it means so much to everyone. I think it means so much to, like, Irish people especially, you know.
And Tom, Maureen, what's it like now that Amy's back?
Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. It's great. It's great to have her home, particularly for Christmas. Great to have her home anytime.
Delighted, absolutely delighted. The massive big hug we had there, it's worth it all.
Claire, who are you waiting on?
My brother. He's home now after 2.5 years away in New Zealand. It's exciting. It's great. It'll be a bit of crack now, and yeah, it'll be just enjoyable. So it's lovely. It just makes it a bit different. It's kind of always a bit of a space at the table and stuff like that, so it'll be a bit of crack. And just to sit around and watch films and do those things we did in the past and stuff.
I was in Queenstown, then went to Auckland and then Dallas, and now I'm here.
You went from Queenstown to Auckland and Dallas.
Yeah.
So you've taken the long route, really.
That was the easiest route.
How long have you been flying for then?
36 hours. Oh, it's good. I'm excited. Can't wait to get food later.
What food are you looking forward to most?
Chinese and a chipper. I can't wait. Really excited. I was getting a bit excited there on the plane on the way back. When we landed, I saw the lights. I'm in a good mood.
It'll be fun. It'll be really good. It makes it kind of a bit different, a bit special. So I'm sure Mum and Dad will be delighted as well. So it means a lot to them, I think.
I'm Brian. This is my wife, Paula. Mornington, County Meath.
We're waiting on our son, Stephen, to come home from Vancouver.
Okay. And how long has he been over there for?
6 months now. Okay. 6 months. He's planned on moving over there forever.
That's great to have him home. Delighted to have him home for Christmas. The whole family back together for Christmas.
I'm really looking forward to this for the last few weeks now, so I'm delighted.
Stephen, and from Mornington in Meath.
What's it like for you to be home?
It's brilliant. It's
Like, it's nice being somewhere new, but there's nothing like home. There's never ending like home, so I'm delighted to be home, see the family, see the friends, see the dog as well.
The dog's actually here to pick you up today. So what's the dog's name?
Jasper.
What's it like for you to have Stephen home?
Absolutely delighted to have him home.
Oh, it's great to have him home. We miss him terrible.
And what about you? What are you looking forward to most about being home?
Oh, the food. Spice bags, chicken filler rolls. I have a list. Like, I have it planned out. The food over out of Ireland isn't the same. It's not the same. I can't wait for a spice bag.
Oh, it's great. Great having him. For the first Christmas, it's absolutely brilliant. It's like Christmas starts now.
There you go. Christmas starts now, and a guest appearance from Jasper the dog. Hopefully Stephen from Vancouver and Meath will guest his spice bag. Well, Andrew Louth at Dublin Airport, thank you. It's now 8:59.